Thursday night, early Chof Gimel Iyar Halachas and Chodesh Halvodas.
Three short halachas about the Yisurim of Svira. You're allowed to make sudas mereus. There's no the Sefer Halachas speak out that there's nothing wrong with making sudos parties. We're talking about without music. We're talking about without rikudin of macholos. We make a party, even a big party, invite a lot of people. So you're allowed to in Sfira. There's no isur that was not osur, not one of the isurim. Next, no rikudin of macholos. Apparently, this means even without music. To sing songs and get up and dance around with the song, that is, you don't do that in Sfira. You're not allowed to do that in Sfira, apparently. That's called Rikudin of Macholos, even without music. Then there's a minhag, you can call it, but it's accepted that we don't listen to music either, just like in a separate setting. But Rikudin of Macholos is also. I know by my daughter had a birth in New York, so some people started singing. Some people got up to dance, but it was already Sfira, and they knew, and they said, no, stop, you can't. So we did the Rosh Hashiva dance, you stand there holding hands and shaking back and forth. Not me, I didn't. Okay, and it's brought down to many Sfarim that you can make Achnasa Sefer Torah anytime you want in Sfira with music, and the Sfarim do not suggest pushing it off to Lag BaOmer or pushing it off to Shlosh Yisrei HaGbalah. You can make a Chanasa Sefer Torah with full-fledged dancing and singing and music and everything else. So, okay. Chavis Halvavus, he gives a list of 15 things in the Hakdama that are mitzvos of Chavis Halvavus. So we'll finish up that list today. Believe there. We're up to, and each one is like just 2-3 words. Vishnifchad v'nevosh mehashkifo. We should be aware and be afraid and be a little ashamed that Hashem's looking at us. This is really the first sif in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, that a person has to be noig b'tznius, even if he's alone in the privacy of his house, in the privacy of his room. He has to be noig b'tznius, because in Misosarish b'mistorim v'ani lo'arenu nu'um Hashem, as Chaim David sings. I think David HaMelech also sang it. But anyway, v'nivchad v'nevosh mehashkifo, you have to be embarrassed and afraid. Realize that Hashem's looking at you. Hashem's looking at you at all times. Certainly, if you knew that the video in the Beis Medrash, I sit sometimes in the office and I watch you on the video. So if you, there's a video here, and I sit and watch everybody. So that Hashem is always watching us. We actually, it's more shayach to visualize it and to feel it because of the videos that are so prevalent nowadays, unfortunately because it's for not such a good reason, but okay, v'shenichsof l'ratzono means we should desire to do his will. This is a chovos halavavos. This is something we probably don't even think about it, that we want to. You have to want. I want to find favor in Hashem's eyes. I want to do what's pleasing to Hashem. Lasos ratzoncha elokai chafotzti, as a pasuk in Tillim. And that's all. That's a chovos halavavos, to want to do Hashem's will. V'niyached ma'aseinu lishmo. Chovos halavavos dedicates an entire shiur to that. That your deeds should have only that in mind, to please Hashem, not all the other reasons that we do things for all too often. That's the whole shahr of Yichud HaMaisa. V'shenav also, I want to finish, V'yohavtois Hashem Elokecha, and there is a shahr Avos Hashem that we learned, the last shahr, the peak of the mountain we called it, shahr Avos Hashem. The es ohavav, you have to love those who love Hashem. Unfortunately, this is not, sometimes it's hard to do that, but sometimes there's like a counterintuitive unpleasant feeling, but people who love Hashem and people who try to do His will, there's a mitzvah to love them. Love people who keep the Torah. That is makariv your lev to Hashem as well. And number 15 on the list, and then he goes on to say that it's far, far, far from a comprehensive list, is Vinisna Esonov. You don't have to be ashamed. I hope no one's recording this or videoing this. I'm getting into big trouble. I don't know any enemies of Hashem. But if he has an enemy, there's a mitzvah to hate him.